Hello, producer Tom here. So, some of you may have listened to the show this week and realised that Chris and Scott weren't really here for a lot of it. So, the podcast this week will be highlights from quite a few months back. This was actually the first week that we started recording stuff for this podcast. So, this one was essentially a demo to try and get the podcast started. Right, I'll shut up now, but please enjoy.
Just feel that beat singing. This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week.
What's happening is on. If you want to get involved in this, get a message on the radio, something that's happening in your life you want to share with us. Really easy to do that. You can grab us on the app, which is very straightforward, and you can text as well, 81400. Put the word Essex in the front of your message and tell us what's happening with you. Feel confident on this. Yeah, it's bang on.
Wow.
Like Donkey Kong. Boom. Oh, a little bit slow. That was slower. Even though Boris has given the go-ahead for Christmas parties.
Right. Oh, okay. Thanks, Boris.
Clearly and concisely in only the way Boris can give us information. It's always clear and concise.
Why'd you call me Dave?
That's not him.
It could be.
My name's not Trick.
No, that's not working. Is that? No, that's not happening. Oh, and it's playing music now.
Brilliant. Chris, do you want me to come back round?
What's that?
Oh, that's the thing that we played out. That's the thing that we played out the other day.
How is that playing on the radio?
Because Tom put it in the hotkey.
Okay.
And you've pressed it.
Still playing.
It's still playing.
What, this isn't working. This computer doesn't work. Can you get me another?
That's my excuse from yesterday. Yeah.
Can I have another one, please?
A new one.
Just get a new computer.
Yeah.
A Spectrum. Yeah. 48K Spectrum. ZX81 would probably work.
Yeah, I think so.
And what? Some Lego.
Oh.
And I'll make a radio studio that works.
Dial up internet.
If we get AOL, that'd be great. If we could have AOL. And then you guys, and then we can play music off LimeWire.
Yeah.
And you guys can MSN us.
That'd be brilliant. Send a fax.
Drop us a fax.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
And Lakeside Shopping Centre have kindly given us £500 in cash to give you as we get ready for Christmas. Plus, there's vouchers as well for something quite fun to do at Lakeside Shopping Centre, which we'll find out what that is as well when we open the envelope after Scott's special little competition. Playing today is Mandy. Hello, Mandy.
Hiya.
How you doing? All right?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Thank you for asking. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Rochford.
Okay.
Not far from Lakeside.
Not far, no.
£500 cash, that would help out quite nicely over Christmas, I would have thought.
Definitely, yes.
Could at least get my present, so that would help.
You could buy the new Five album, that'd be incredible.
I might do that.
Yeah, you go.
I'm practically giving him the money, so I think, to be honest, Mandy, I think it's the least you could do.
If I'm honest, it's one of the rules, isn't it? You give me money, I have to buy what you tell me.
I can't say that legally. That's one of the rules, but it's one of my rules, and there's jeopardy involved in this competition.
Yes. Yeah, there has to be, otherwise it's not a competition.
It's not a competition.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Big Drive Home, it's Monday. It's a cold Monday. It's set to be warmer tomorrow, up to 11 degrees. What are you looking at?
You're hiding something.
I'm not hiding anything.
You are.
No, I'm not.
Little smirky boys come in, that's Tom. he's... Right, so, listen, you've done this to me a few times. What's happened is, Tom's walked in, give you a bit of paper.
Yeah.
And you've said to Tom, quietly, because you thought I wasn't concentrating, you said, shall we save that? Which translates to, shall we save that?
Do you want me to do it now?
Yeah, I want to know what it is.
All right, get your What's Happenings in. And while you're doing that, I will read an email that we got today. Have we got any special music for this?
Why do I
about Careless Whisper?
Do you think?
Do I feel like I'm being set up here? Oh.
Hello. This is an email from Maya. Hello. Just wanted to ask if you have any lovely single men you could send my way. Perhaps the producers. I'm 23 and so lonely and would appreciate it a lot. I always love your show. Especially you, Scott. So handsome. Chris, you're amazing fun. not as funny as Scott.
That is means, that what you say that?
I'm reading this word for word. Chris, you are amazing fun, but not as funny as Scott. That needs to be worked on. Stop trying so hard. Word for word. Producer Tom, you don't speak enough. And me and my friends miss you. We Hi. Listen out for you at work. Please speak more. If you would like to meet up as well for a coffee, and maybe a little more.
You've made that bit up, surely.
If you'd like to meet for a coffee... And maybe a little more.
Wow. Keep
anyway,
on reading.
You're ruining my mood. I'm going to go back to the producer Tom bit. Producer Tom, you don't speak enough. Me and my friends miss you. We listen to you at work. Please speak more. If you'd like to meet up as well for a coffee and maybe a little more, I have left my number above, as I'm sure you are a very attractive young man.
I'm sure that she doesn't see.
Have a nice day, everyone, and I look forward to the show later.
Wow.
Hey, Maya.
That's incredible.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Isn't it beautiful?
No, it is, but I'm... Jack's single, right?
Jack's single? Yeah, Tom's not single.
No, Tom's not single.
He's an amazingly good-looking man.
Yeah, he's an amazingly good-looking man. He's single, he's taken. Chris, married.
Married.
Me, married.
Yeah. Not interested in me anyway. I try too hard.
Chris, don't try so hard.
I'm not going to try anymore.
Don't try so hard to be funny.
Yeah. Stevie, you didn't get a mention, so mate. Stevie's looking through the window.
You didn't get a mention, mate. Mate, you don't try hard enough. So, what about Jack? Jack's
Ooh,
single, right?
Jack would be up
and
for
Jack
coffee.
And Jack was 21 yesterday.
Yeah, he'd be right well up for
on
a bit
Saturday.
Of coffee.
Saturday.
Maybe a little bit more. I mean, I think Jack would be up for that.
Defo.
What's a little bit more? Like a pudding?
This is Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
This is Maya, who's been emailing the show regularly now. Hello, everybody. I have looked at Jack on your website. Is he the 1 p.m. show? I am less than happy with that, Scott. He simply isn't the one for me. But
sorry,
I do
Jack.
Hope he had a lovely birthday.
Oh, happy birthday, Jack.
Chris, please continue to laugh at me, but you do not entertain me much. You could do better. Scott carries you. Wow. Producer Tom, I know you aren't truly taken, for sure.
Yes.
Come out on a date with me, especially if you are truly attractive. I found a picture of you on Facebook. I think that's stalking. I believe and I do think you are perfect for me. I'm incredibly sorry for leaving out Stevie, but he belongs to my closest friends, so I simply cannot pursue. I will make sure to mail daily. Wow. I'm enjoying the show thoroughly. Thank you. Maya, you're incredible. Thank you for that.
Wow. Chris, can we go back to the bit where...
Where you're carrying me?
Well, yeah, because, I'm just thinking that maybe we should do, like, redo the contract thing, because, like, if I am carrying you...
Yeah.
When I've never pressed a button in my whole entire life, sit here, sort of, most of the time I'm out there...
Yeah, wandering around.
Wandering about.
While I'm doing all the buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chris...
You bring the funny, though.
Yeah.
And I try way too hard to be funny.
How long have you been doing radio, Chris?
Oh, with you, about a year or two.
In general,
25, 30 years with
about,
you carrying
about,
me.
About
yeah.
30 years, yeah.
So, even before I knew you, you were carrying me.
Yeah, so how have I managed to do... I mean, I must have learned so quickly.
I think you said before in this topic of how I made Chris's shows better before I knew him, you joined a boy band.
Yeah.
So I had to play your songs, and that way you felt that you were making my show sound better without actually
without
knowing
music,
me.
Yeah, carrying
yeah,
you
the music.
Through your life.
Yeah, thank you for the carrying. Producer
you're
Tom,
welcome.
You're definitely attached.
Yeah.
So,
hi, Steph.
Yeah, I think.
Hi.
Hope
you're well.
I think you need to explain to Mia that you're out of bounds, mate.
Yeah.
Gone.
No, sorry, Mia.
I'm kind of looking forward to an email every day.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
Big Drive Home. Thank you very much for all your emails, especially from everyone saying, it's not us winding you up, Mac. It does look genuine. There is an actual phone number. I'm almost tempted, but I don't think we should ring them, do we? No.
At some point, surely.
Really?
At some point. I mean, this last one is...
What, the email that's just come through?
I've literally just read a bit of it.
Hello again, guys. How's your day been? I really enjoyed the show yesterday. Have you found anyone single for me except Jack? Not for me, I'm afraid, boys. Producer Tom, you know my opinions. Chris isn't even an option, I'm afraid. As attractive as he is, he simply has all the humour of a raw potato. Besides, he's too old. Producer Tom, let me know. I've never been so happy to be old.
No, but I just, what I can't believe about this situation is, like, how downtrodden you're getting. Like, yeah. Like, you, like, I'm going to...
No one's telling me to leave my wife.
Now, listen, I'm going to defend my friend here, right? I'm going to say it, right? You are not old. You are a little bit old, but you're not old.
You're not old.
You're not an old man.
No.
You are the best radio DJ I've ever come across in my whole entire life.
Thank you very much.
And I think you're hilarious. So I do not understand the hate that you're getting. I don't get it.
I don't think I've ever been so downtrodden. The humour of a raw potato seems quite harsh.
At least she doesn't say that you're the shape of a raw potato.
No, that would be bad.
She'll probably say that now.
Producer Tom, let me know about the steak dinner. Oh, it's a steak dinner, Tom.
I'm all right.
Have you thought this through? Oh, you can't eat steak, can you?
Yeah, no, I'm all right.
I don't think
that's the only reason he's not going. Oh, no, I'm all right, God. I don't think that was the reason, Chris, to be honest.
Steak does sound... It sounds good next to a raw potato, to be fair. So, you got my details, Tom. I need to get back to work now, I'm afraid. But I'll be listening to the show. Have a wonderful evening, boys, and I'll check in tomorrow.
I've got a really good idea, Chris. Go on. Why don't you go to the restaurant, walk in, grab the steak, run out and go, in your face. I go, oh, I'm just running off like a raw potato.
Let's go.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Yeah.
Radio Essex.
Mikey coming up from 7. He's got all the hits. I think you already know that. Coldplay and BTM will be on a bit later on as well. BTM?
It's BTS, Chris.
No, it's not. Change the name.
No, don't be ridiculous.
But they've changed the name, BTM.
Like Westlife when they
South
changed
Korean it? Boy band?
Yeah.
BTM.
No, why?
Yeah, because I don't really want to go into it on the radio because we never talk about Mikey on the radio like this, so I don't know why we should start today.
No,
going to sound unbelievable.
Wait, go on. I'll be the judge of that.
Mikey's been a little bit jealous about us having a few hits on our show. So somebody told him the reason we get to play BTS, as you like to call them,
yeah,
is because they belong to Scott, which is why they're called BTS, belong to Scott, BTS.
Right, why have they told him that?
Well, because somebody did it as a joke. They said, oh, that's why Chris and Scott get to play BTS, because that's one of the hits that we're allowed to play, and he doesn't own them. Because they belong to Scott. So you can't own something.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he's bought them.
Sounds unbelievable.
But it is believable.
It really is unbelievable, yeah.
No, it's not. It's not. It's not because I'm saying on the radio. It's believable.
Right. About now.
And also, they're now called BTM, belong to Mikey.
Wow.
Because he now owns them.
Wow.
Because they're hit makers.
Right.
There's not many people making more hits than BTS at the moment.
No.
They're even teaming up with Coldplay to make bigger hits.
That's unbelievable.
But believable. I mean, it was unbelievable that BTS and Coldplay would do a tune, isn't it? Isn't that unbelievable?
Yeah, that is unbelievable.
But
yeah,
it is believable because he's going to play it later. So it's true. So all the things I've said are true because of the BTS Coldplay song.
BTM.
BTM and Coldplay coming up on the show with Mikey. Because they belong.
I preferred it when he was called All the Hits, to be honest.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, then they would have been BTA, belong to All the Hits, which would have sounded unbelievable.
BTATH.
It would be, and it would have got confusing, and for us dyslexics, would have been a terrible gag. Mikey coming up from 7 with All the Hits and BTM.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Turn it up!
On Radio Essex.
I reckon we've done 10,000 hours yet on the show. Well, not as friends, obviously we have as friends.
Right, should we...
Because 10,000 hours is that magical thing, isn't it? Once you've done something for 10,000 hours, that's when they reckon you become perfect at it. Like, where you've nearly reached perfection.
We can't have done 10,000 hours. Right, okay, so we've been doing it over a year. It's been doing it.
Do I need a calculator?
Yeah, so, I mean, I joined in...
Oh, on John Dickens.
August. August, so
where's the calculator?
November, December. So we've been doing it for 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 months.
16 months, so 16...
Odd, maybe 17 months.
16 divided by, I don't know what, even I don't even know what the maths is.
Tom's doing it, I think.
Do you know how to do it? So he's got an A level.
Yeah, I have three.
Three A levels.
Any of
three
maths?
A levels, no.
Right, no. So 16. So, 16 months, divide that into week. How many?
I'm thinking.
we're not there yet. We're definitely not there yet.
24 hours in a day.
Right.
No, we're not on for a day.
24 hours. Oh, so 4 hours. So four. Three, how many hours do we do? Three. So hang on, I've got it. 3 times 5 times 4 times 60 is 3,600 hours.
Oh. What?
No, we must have done more than that.
That was right. So we do 3 hours a day. 3 times 5 gives you a week.
When you say we only do 3 hours a day, that doesn't sound like work. Stop saying it.
3 times 5 equals 15. That's how many hours we do a week.
Is that it?
Times 4. In a month, we do 60 hours. That sounds a lot, doesn't it?
That's quite a lot.
People
do
that in a week, don't they? So, yeah. And then times how many months have we been on it? 18.
16.
960.
What?
960 hours. Right, so 10 more years, we'd be really good at this.
It's time for the Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.